Sydney Mardi Gras is now in full swing, with LGBTIQ plus communities across the country coming together to celebrate with colour, music and pride. But as this Saturday's parade approaches, concerns are resurfacing about police participation following recent incidents between officers and members of the community and the rollout of new hate speech laws in several states. Host of It's Time, Barry McKay, spoke with one of the original 1978 Mardi Gras organisers, Ken Davis, about those concerns and the ongoing relationship between police and the queer community.
You know, the first Mardi Gras was brutally attacked by police, and the body of law that allowed police control over public places and was the main body that was used against lesbians and gay men, as well as protests, is called summary offences. And in the first Mardi Gras, police contained the street and simultaneously demanded people exit, but prevented people exiting and arrested people. Now, what's happened is New South Wales has adopted extreme anti-protest laws. Tens of thousands of people, it was certainly a lot more than the 7,000 or so, were at Town Hall Square. And again, the problem was the police prevented people entering and exiting while simultaneously demanding people disperse without any method of dispersing, and then did charges against people, including people with a lot of incapacity or a lot of older people. And then while people were being restrained, they were being hit badly. So I think the end result of that is that a lot of us don't want the police force in Mardi Gras representing the state government, which has introduced very anti-democratic laws about protests. And it goes back to the original conflict we had with the state government in 1978.
What are your concerns around the policing of the 2026 Mardi Gras?
I think there's two different things. There's one is the police there in uniform and with tasers and guns representing the police force and the state government in the parade, which is difficult if you're a person, you know, who's had a transgender person or an Indigenous person or other people that have had a bad history with police violence or police corruption. The second is the duty of the police as taxpayer funded to facilitate an event like the Sydney Mardi Gras, which, you know, in early years had a lot more people marching but didn't have as many spectators. And so most of the crowd control is done by Mardi Gras volunteers, unpaid. But the police need to manage things. And of course, if there's violent attacks, the police need to be able to respond. But in the past, police have tended to arrest people or beat people up, not necessarily with any justice. And also they're inclined to intensify drug, you know, anti-drug, you know, enforcement during the parade. The last issue is something we don't know, which is because a number of states and the federal government have adopted new laws around what they call hate speech, they're saying that particular slogans, that shouldn't be permitted. Now, are the New South Wales police and Mardi Gras, are they going to enforce that in the parade? And the context is, in the last 5 years, censorship of the parade by Mardi Gras, by police, by the state government, by the sponsors, by the broadcasters, has intensified immensely. So now we're not allowed to satirise any person in public life, for example. Now, all of this, I think the leadership of Mardi Gras, the majority leadership of Mardi Gras and others, are operating on behalf of the Premier Chris Minns, who's very sensitive to criticism about his failure in drug law reform, failure in equality legislation, intensified anti-protest laws, police violence and corruption. And, you know, this year New South Wales had the highest number of Indigenous deaths in custody ever. So things are not getting better. And also is his loyalty to Israel. So he's very sensitive to try and constrain Mardi Gras to tone down the sex and the politics.
Do you see Australia going in the same direction as the United States?
Look, I think it's more than that. I think certainly Trump is in the vanguard of destroying human rights and democratic rights and democracy. But if you look at a lot of European countries, Britain and France and Germany, Hungary, Poland, it's not something that's simply the United States. So democratic rights, the right to protest, the right to debate, media freedom, all of this is being rolled back. And partly it's on the excuse of defending Israel, but that's not all it's about. It's a general trend.
That was first Mardi Gras organiser Ken Davies there, speaking with It's Time's Barry McKay. To listen to the full interview, you can tune in to It's Time on the Community Radio Network.